Award-winning poet and novelist Juliet Kono is our guest today. Many remember her first collection of poems titled Hilo Rains. It was back in 1988. Her most recent novel, Anshu, Dark Sorrow, is about a Japanese-American woman's story. It's touched by events of World War II. Juliet is a member of the Bamboo Ridge Writers Group, which published her most recent collaboration titled What We Must Remember.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
This is frightening for me.
Well, you know what? I love talking to writers because they have actually done some thinking. They always have. And after I read the prologue in this book, I knew I was in good hands. Thank you so much. We're here talking about a new publication by Bamboo Ridge. It's called What We Must Remember. And it's done by a Renshi group, of which Juliet Kono is a part. The group includes Christy Passion, Annie Noshta, and Jean Yamasaki Toyama. And this Renshi form, can we just take a moment to talk about it? Juliet, it's a Japanese form of linked poetry in which last lines of one poem become the first line of the next person's poem. So even writing in this way challenges that kind of romantic notion of the single genius creator, right?
Right.
It kind of lifts up the whole idea of collaboration.
Right. Our first book of Renshi with Anne and Jean and Christy and myself, no choice but to follow.
Mm-hmm. And it was so well received.
It was well received. Uh-huh. We had fun doing that. But this book, What We Must Remember, was sort of confined.
It was confined to a topic this mm-hmm. time. And mm-hmm. you chose the Masikaha Hawaii case, such a pivotal case in Hawaii's history in 1931-32. Could you give us a quick summary of that?
In September 1931, this woman, Thalia Massey, after meeting her friends and her husband at a Alawai boat club, she went walking by herself, and she alleges that on the way, she was abducted by five Hawaiian men and taken somewhere and raped. There was a trial, and it was a hung jury. The second part is that Joseph Kahahawai was later abducted by her husband.
That's Thalia Massey's husband.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mother and two other men.
And he was murdered in Manoa and later taken to Halona blowhole to be, you know.
Where they were caught red-handed by police.
Right. Of course, then there was another trial. And soon after the trial, they were found guilty and sentenced to 10 years. But then right after that, their sentence was commuted. They spent 1 hour in a governor's office and released.
This was giant news at the time, but actually not very widely discussed in general society after that because of the racial tension in our community, actually.
Right. World War II came along and, racism, nobody wanted to talk about it. So there was a silence about this case for a long time.
And true tragedy, Thalia Massey eventually committed suicide. Mm-hmm. This story continues to reverberate. And when you approach this topic, you four poets took it from so many different angles.
Yes. I guess we would have done it differently if we were to do it today. Maybe we would take a certain character and follow him or her all the way through in poetic form, but we were all over the place. We didn't know what was going to turn out, or it was very trying in a sense because, and we gave up.
Why poems. You hit a wall somehow? Why? How? Why? What was
it? Was too emotional for us, I think, and we didn't. It felt like it was just cut into pieces, and we weren't telling a story. There were holes in the story that we couldn't.
You had to deal with evidence, facts,
the people involved, and how were we going to put all this together? You know,
as poets,
yeah. So we said, okay, we'll just quit.
Let's have a beer. Okay, poets.
Yeah, but then the temper of the times. You know, now.
Sent you back to your pens and paper.
Yeah, and sort of said, well, maybe we have something here. Maybe there are issues we could discuss that would, you know, sort of break it open in a sense also.
Yeah. So you went back at it. How did it finally crack open?
Later, we said, I'm done. It was just like, I couldn't go anymore. And Jean felt that way, Christy felt that way, Anne felt that way, that we just couldn't write anymore about this. Oh. And we felt it was incomplete somehow. But when we read it now, we feel that it's has gone through what we had hoped to achieve in the first place. But that was how.
Which is what? Because the story, the timeline, it's there.
Yeah.
And in fact, John Rosa did a fabulous job for you there.
That's right. And I think when you tie it all together, it seems like a whole piece, which is just wonderful.
It's kind of amazing. Because you've taken so many different points of view here.
Right, right.
Kahahawai's mother.
Mother, right.
I mean, just these different points of view are presented poetically. And then at the very end, all of you have commented again.
Yes, yes.
That's really care. That's care.
But I think the comments help the reader to put it all together, too, and to see what we had done or what emotional, you know, hurdles we went through and what we felt about all this thing, even what was happening in Ferguson and with the Didi case. And, you know, we could talk about those issues.
Well, this is a fabulous book. It's wonderful to have it. I just want to thank the four of you for the work that's been done. You've been on it since 2011. Thank
yes.
you so much
thank
for the
you.
Work and the poetry.
No, thank you for inviting me here. It's been interesting.
Julia. Got to get you out more.
Yes.
Poet Juliet Kono, Bamboo Ridge Press, will hold a book fair and book signing for What We Must Remember at Barnes & Noble, Ala Moana Center, this Saturday. That's June 24th from 2 to 3 p.m. Juliet will be there. And there'll also be a reading and reception at Opuni Place there in Ward Warehouse at the Eva End, July 9th, 2:30. Find out more at the Bamboo Ridge website or find links on the conversation page at hawaiipublicradio.org.